I'm Jeffrey Hess with Valley Public Radio, standing on Kearney Boulevard, which is the gateway to West Fresno. The shopping center here is a sample of the improvement city leaders envision with their new Southwest Fresno-specific plan. That's the document being designed right now to help guide and foster new growth. The area has long been neglected by the city, and that is not a fact that's lost on the people who call it home, especially not the roughly 24 people who attended a recent meeting with city planners about what they want to see improved.
They've been lied to so much, and they're tired of it.
They have seen that even though they get involved, they haven't seen a real change.
You would think after 73 years, something should change.
That's Jeannie Ramirez, Leoncio Vasquez, and Catherine Crozier, who are all residents of the neighborhood. Some, like Crozier, have lived here their whole lives and watched as revitalization effort after revitalization effort has come and gone, only to see other parts of the city thrive and grow.
It's not that I feel, I know that this city has not thought enough of West Fresno to keep it up like it and do improvements as they did for the other parts of the city.
But at the same time, all three expressed a completely different sentiment. Jeannie Ramirez says this time it might be different.
Y'all keep coming. We got to make a difference. We got to show that, because you know what? The children are our future. They're, you know, it's up to them. They're the ones, we need to help them. We need to let them know what is the changes that we need for them, because they're the ones that are going to be here taking over pretty soon.
The vision of transformation in their community is not hard for many residents to see. Sidewalks and streetlights, small and big box retail stores, safe and abundant park space, fewer blighted homes and more new single and multifamily units. Basically, they said what they can see just a few miles north. These small requests could clear the way for a new Southwest Fresno in just a few short years, says Fresno City Council President Oliver Baines, who represents the area.
So in Southwest Fresno for the last 40 years, you know, if you look behind me here, where in my office, you see a whole bunch of plans, and none of those plans get implemented, and you wonder how that happens.
Baines is spearheading the effort to build a Southwest Fresno-specific plan, which he says will finally, once and for all, lay the groundwork from which a new community can grow.
The difference with this process is we're going to codify this plan. So this plan will be fully adopted by the Fresno City Council, will become part of the overall planning of the city. It will come complete with an environmental impact report, which, as you know, is a great asset to developers and investors.
But making decades-long promises is a hard sell, as is finding the will to change city land use policy that has led to so much heavy industry setting up shop in the area, making it less desirable for residents with the means to move elsewhere. Community advocates like Leticia Corona with the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability say if the city acts now, dramatic change is just around the corner.
We're working on issues that are basic. They're not asking for more than that. Having the basics and the needs that should already be provided as a social service or already as part of as a public servant and an elected official should already be working on.
There's also the question of if the city will have the political will to follow through and spend the money to make improvements. Corona responds that Fresno doesn't have to go it alone. There are grants from the state that are specifically targeted at improving poor and minority communities. But even without that new infrastructure, local developers are already eyeing the area. Granville Homes owns roughly 400 acres in Southwest Fresno. Jeff Roberts with Granville says there is economic growth opportunity, but to really jumpstart it, the city will need to do its part.
Like I said, we've invested very heavily in the area, not for today, but certainly for tomorrow. And so we're anxious to see a good mix of uses, a good balance between parks and schools and infrastructure.
Well-known local developer Terrence Frazier said in an email that he's also eyeing the area and has purchased significant land there. But Jeff Roberts is unsure that Southwest Fresno will ever be the destination that North Fresno has become. He says the area has tended to grow within itself, with native residents staying, making prioritizing their needs paramount. Although advocates counter, it's the only option left for people of color and low-income residents that are in the majority in the neighborhood. City Councilmember Baines acknowledges that the challenges are large, but he believes that someday Southwest Fresno could be much more desirable.
There's no doubt in my mind about that. Zero at all. I know for sure that, I am absolutely convinced that I'm going to come back in a few years and, you know, after I'm out of office and that I'm going to drive around my neighborhood and be very proud.
But even if the plan is drawn up and passed by the council, it's no guarantee that it'll be able to reverse the decades-long trend that made Southwest Fresno what it is today. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.